to the Sunny Side on your number one station for Talk 90.39 Nigeria Info FM. I am Denise Eniswalu, and from now up until 3 p.m, you and I will share this space together, having great conversation. So yes, roughly 25 minutes we have on the clock for this particular conversation. So we'll just make it count as much as possible. Someone says, Denise, good afternoon. I thought you don't eat gari based on where you be. Moses from Port Harcourt. You are lucky I did not tell you I ate loy loy. It's just that I've not been seeing the kind of loy loy I like in my area. That's why I'm yet to. But I dig into Swallow. You know, I'm a big fan. I'm a huge fan of Swallow, and a brand, self-appointed brand ambassador of loy loy. All right, so that is what it is. But we're not here to talk about what I had for breakfast. We're here to talk about describing and addressing people by their conditions. Some time ago, I was reading through a post on one of the blogs, and I saw the headline, "Former prostitute got married to a man." Okay, the story was hinged around how a particular church usually would go around brothels to preach the word of God to the prostitutes, or will I say the women of easy virtue, and then convert them, and afterwards, before you know it, they settle down and they have like a mass wedding or something. Or sometimes it's not a mass wedding, sometimes it's individual, you know, the couple, they get married. And the blog had to refer to the bride as a former prostitute. To be honest, when I read it, I cringed, because all things have passed away, right? Now all things have become new. You could just refer to her as a bride. She has a name, for heaven's sake. Why make reference to the fact that she was once a prostitute? And somebody says, oh, well, that's the news. The news is the fact that she was a former prostitute and now she's settling down. I'm like, okay, but how about what she feels about being addressed as a former prostitute in the now? I'm just giving a practical example of how I felt, though. It's not like it's important, but then again, it's very easy to use someone's condition to describe them, because it's either very visible for all to see, or it is common knowledge. This man is a poor man. This lady is blind. It's easy to refer to people as blind, deaf, dumb, poor. But have we ever stopped for just a few seconds to wonder how those addressed in that manner feel about such labeling or tags, as it were? As much as it may seem as facts, is he not blind? Is she not deaf? Is he not a poor man? Is she not a prostitute? Is she not, or was she not, a thief? So, the tagging, the description. You want to describe somebody to someone. Ehem, my sister, come. Sit down. I get this for you. Ehem, what is it? This? Ehem. I see, you know that guy where they stay for that street now? What street? That street near Wazobia, which guy? That guy now we get bow leg, or that guy when they work out well. And some people even go as far as describing, like using their own physical body to describe. So if the person walks in a certain type of way, if the person limps, for example, you now start limping like the guy, and then the person, oh, okay, that guy when they limp, abi. Doesn't the guy have a name? Is it even appropriate? Do you remember that blind guy? Or the person is right there in your face, and you are saying, you blind man, Are you a deaf woman? Are you dumb woman? Are you adulterous person? Are you this or you that? Is it ever appropriate, even though it is known fact that people have these conditions, whether it's a disability, it's a visual impairment, it's a condition, a state, you know, a state of not having money, that poor man, or those people they live for bacha, or is it ever appropriate to address people by their conditions or their previously known conditions? That's question number one. So put that one in your right palm and then close it. Now, question number two. What better terms can be used to address people with certain known conditions? So you either choose to answer either one of them or both of them. I go again. How appropriate is it, even though it's known fact, to address people by their conditions? And then, what better terms can be used to describe or address people with certain known conditions? 070-0923-0923. And then the WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages is 0809-030-6416. You can join the conversation on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at NigeriaInfoPH, and of course our Facebook page is NigeriaInfo 92.3PH. Do remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call. Also be audible so we can hear you. Like I will always say, if you're unable to ever get through to us via the phone lines, not to worry, you can always send a WhatsApp message and I'll gladly read it. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. And we lost that call. I am so, so sorry about that. Please to call back. All right, 070-0923-0923. And then WhatsApp and Telegram number once again is 0809-030-6416. Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Turn down the volume of your radio set, please. Oh, dear. So sorry about that, my darling. But whenever you call, like I will always say, it's a lot better when you turn down the volume of your radio set. So back to the questions. If you're just joining us, it is a sunny side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM, and we're talking describing and addressing people by their conditions. Is it appropriate to do so? That's question number one. And question number two, what better terms or what other appropriate terms can be used to address people with certain known conditions? Nigeria Info, and it happens again. I'm sorry. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tejiri. I'm calling from Rwanda.
Tejiri, you're welcome. Go ahead, please.
Yes, on the issue on ground, I don't think it is appropriate to address people with certain conditions with whatever they have. Mm. You know, because number one is demeaning. I could remember years ago when I was a child, even trying to mimic them, it's a problem. I was trying to mimic this, my uncle who is a Samara.
Mm.
And I know the kind of bullying I got from him,
mm.
you know, knowing that I was mimicking his Samara nature.
Mm.
So it's inappropriate. You don't do that. Number one, it makes them less of human most times.
Okay.
And better you address them with something good. You're not actually flattering them, but just look for something good to address them with. Even the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Even if you know you're weak, say you're strong. So always be positive in your words, in your statements. So I think the same thing should apply, it should be applied to people with such situations. As per the story you cited, yes, the old is gone, the past is the past. There's no point trying to, like, I think that's why I was just trying to, like, make a case out of nothing. You don't just start saying, come out prostitute. You're just trying to get attention of people anyway. The person is no longer a prostitute in the eyes of God and the eyes of good people, actually, such people. So that's my own take on this. You look for good names, you address them with something that will make them happy, something that will make them. You can become their friend by doing that, actually.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello, good afternoon, Dennis.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome.
How are you doing, Dennis?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Thanks to Gary and Megusi Soup.
I just got to say hi to you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Thank you for saying hi. Have a nice day. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Turn off your radio set, please. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Good. So my name is Tijoke.
Tijoke, welcome.
It's you can actually view it from two ways.
Okay.
It's a bit easier if the person in question is not there.
Okay.
But then if the person happens to be there and you plan to address, maybe you guys are in discussion, I think the best thing to do is to be as nice as possible. You know, you can always quote with all due respect and things like that. But then, like you said, the person is blind, if it's deaf, is deaf. You know, if the person is not there, if you say, remember that deaf guy with the alpha, it doesn't mean that you are belittling the person, but you're actually trying to make reference to a particular person.
Okay.
It's like the person you're talking to can as well ask you, which deaf guy did you talk about? Not the second guy or not the first guy? Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
So it's really just a point of making reference. But I guess once the person is present, one needs to be polite.
But I'm wondering, doesn't the person have any other means of address or identification or description, as it were? Why must it be, I'm sorry to say this, but it seems like we're quick to pick out the bad thing, okay? What if the person has beautiful hair? Why don't we remember the person has beautiful hair? Why are we quick to remember the person is either blind or deaf or disabled or something? I don't know if you get what I mean. For instance, the song I played before the beginning of my show, one hit by Kobamsa Sukwa, I think most people know Kobamsa is blind.
Of course.
Good. But Kobamsa is a very good singer. You can attest to that, right? Kobams produces music for some of our very wonderful artists here in Nigeria. So why would you first pick Kobams Asukwa, the blind singer? Or Stevie Wonder? Yes, Stevie Wonder is another blind person I know. Why is it not making reference to the good parts of them? Why the blind or the bad condition first of all?
Yeah, so for me, I would ask from birth, start singing so beautifully.
Go ahead.
In primary school, was Kobam, was it fantastic for him? What stood out for Kobam, possibly from the time he grew up, is that he's blind. You know? So it's a matter of people, I mean, I think that's what they get to appreciate. It can be very brilliant, but how many people in the society or in his community know that he was very brilliant as a little kid?
Okay.
Okay, now we know that he's a popular, fantastic singer. But then right from birth he has been blind and he was known to be in that way.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand. All right. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I think I get his point, though, but he has a name. It's Kobams. She has a name. It's maybe Denise or Cal or Precious or something else. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead, please.
afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Even the scripture said a good name is better than riches. What does that tell you? The thing you do, they will use that to mention you, describe you, direct you, or even represent you. So one thing I found out about we as Africans, that I choose to be a promulgator to bring back the African lifestyle, was that everything they warned us about is applicable. There's like an unlimited edition. As it was in the past, so it is now, and so it will be forever. When our parents were avoiding or warning us, don't do that thing, it's not good, they know the reason why they are warning us. Don't steal, they know why they are warning us. No follow bad gang, they know why they are warning us. They don't want this kind of names to follow us. They don't want us to be associated with certain kind of people.
Okay.
Because those names are not good. You like it or not, it's never a good name. Check most of those guys who were bearing Elias, Elias Stone, Elias. Change their lifestyle.
Okay. Mr. Zion, this conversation actually goes beyond it goes beyond what you do. Okay, okay. For the case of the women of easy virtue, the prostitutes, as it were, that's what they do. Okay? They decided to do it. But for some other person, for a man who is poor, and you keep making reference to that man as poor man, poor man, that poor man, that poor man. It's not what he did. It's just how he found himself poor.
No, he chose to be poor. The Bible says that a little slumber.
Mr. Zion. I don't want us to prolong this whole thing. I put it to you that some of the very hardworking people that you and I know, when I say very hardworking, wake up at 4 a.m., rush to the compound so that they will not share, you know, that those kind of compounds where they wait for their turn to use the bathroom. Yeah, they go early, they leave early, they go and find any means, any legal means to survive. These people did not, they were not slumbering, as it were. They are hardworking, but it turns out...
What kind of work are they doing?
Well, not everybody will get a white-collar job, unfortunately. Remember when we had the conversation about bridging the gap between the rich and the poor?
There are people who are frying granuts.
Okay. Sorry, I had to let him go. The line was breaking. So a little slip, a little slumber, I understand, but I know some very hardworking people who are still poor. Why they are still poor till date, I don't have the answers, to be honest. What about those that were born with certain conditions? I like to read some of my messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. If you do not mind, I'm sure you do not mind. Thank you very much. Ikechukwu Sterling says, no conditions. No, conditions are not necessarily good in referring or addressing someone. Chukumaji Power says, I think sometimes we won't be blamed for naming people by their condition. It is kind of describing their differences, which some of us are not responsible for. Maybe we can also nickname them not with their condition. Do you know that these ones are not perturbed? But however, I will advise it should be very meek and sweet when describing the person. Let's hear from this caller. Nigeria Info. And we lost that call. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. And we lost that call as well. What's happening to my phone lines? Okay, so this is what's going to happen. I have some more messages. Let me source them. Think from the pre-sale of this conversation, we had some comments. Where are that? Okay, I found them. Someone says their names only, not necessarily their conditions. Ikechukwu Sterling. Chile Edwin says, must we embellish obvious realities? Why not call things by their original names and stop painting pictures that doesn't exist anywhere? Well, let's call them the healthiest people on earth to settle quarrel. Chile Edwin, I don't know. I don't want to be quick to say you may not be understanding the conversation, but it goes beyond how they were born. I'm asking, is there nothing else? If I want to describe someone, can I find anything else to describe the person? Can I find something different to address the person as? Why must it be the bad thing? I don't know if you get what I mean. I mean, for anybody that has an obvious condition, I'm not certain it's just that characteristic that is there. Okay, if you want to describe Denise now, you would describe Denise as a tall black lady, right? What's her hair I'm carrying? I don't know. Wearing a wig or carrying one very fine fringe hair, wearing an orange top, okay? What else can you use to describe me? Oh my God, I can't even describe myself right now. But I don't know if you get what I mean. Come on, somebody help me. There has to be something else, right? It's not all bad for some persons. But why are we quick to take the bad as a tag or as a label, as a means of description or address? Good afternoon, Didi. Hope fine. It is very wrong and inhumane to do so. They should be addressed properly with their name or better things that will make them feel lifted. Thanks. Ugo from Rumo, Dumaya. Now, this other message says, describing people with their problem is not good, but it is the fast means for the person to understand the person you're talking about. It is commonly used in the Bible, Ezekiel, Isaiah. Oh, yes, I do remember blind Bartimaeus. I do remember the 10 lepers. I do also remember the woman with the issue of blood. I do also remember, what's this? I'm trying to remember this other description though. Didi, good afternoon. I think description is not evil or bad. It all depends on the context. And the Bible, there was a woman that lost her name but became famous with the description called the woman with the issue of blood. If it is used to downplay, reduce, or disregard the individual, then it becomes bad. Otherwise, past activities of an individual can be used to establish a better understanding. Tobins, send that in. Nigeria Info, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead, please.
Hello, my name is Endurance.
Endurance, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say something. I want to take a bit to disagree a little with Mr. Zion.
Okay.
Now, let's look at it as this way. Jesus Christ said, and also the Bible also said, let your words be seasoned with souls. That simply entails that everything, every word we are saying, we are supposed to look at the person, how it would affect or make the person feel.
Okay.
Anyone that does not think of how a person feels while he or she is talking, I consider that person as self-centered and selfish, because the way you describe a person will tell who you are. Looking at it in this direction, what if your description, the person you are describing, is assigned or coming towards you, and then he or she hears the way you describe him or her, using their condition to describe them? It will not show that you, first of all, respect life. Looking at it in this direction, they are not the ones that kept themselves in that condition. Rather, they just found themselves either by means of accident or they were born like that. So a person who calls or describes a person by his physical appearance, I want you to allow me to call that person somehow abnormal because she does not know how lives work.
Okay.
If you are in that situation and then you are there, would you enjoy somebody calling you or describing you in that situation?
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. I think I get your point now. Someone says it's inappropriate, but it's a mechanism that some people use to convince themselves that they are better than the person they are talking about. That's why you often hear people say that barren woman, that poor man, baby mama. A woman who is looking for a child will not normally refer to another woman as barren, and so on. My husband stuttered really badly as a child. As an adult, he doesn't. I don't know how he achieved it. And today, he's a million times better than his words bear more weight. Than those who laughed at him for stuttering as a child. Anonymous sent that in. Can I read this message quickly? Okay, you know what? We'll come back to that message after this commercial break. Do stay tuned. Us, we are Nigeria Info.
This is Nigeria's number one talk radio station. Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. We are back.
Okay, so I'll just quickly read through some of the messages I have before me, before trending stories. And if I still have a bit more time, I'll come back and read the rest. Hello, Didi, to your topic, blame the Bible. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you." And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. They described him as blind man. What else would you have suggested they use for the headline title in the Bible? Jesus heals blind Bartimaeus. Hi, Denise. It's a very precious situation to find yourself, especially when you are at the receiving end of such tags and name calling. Unfortunately, Nigerians are not known to be sensitive or empathetic towards other people's plight, and hence the name calling reigns from Port Harcourt. If I want to describe you as Denise Dennis, the radio presenter. But if you commit a crime, then it will be more better to describe you with it, because that's what will be easier to identify you with. So Mary Mandeline, Mandeline wasn't her surname, but the town she came from, because she wasn't the only Mary in the circle of Jesus Christ. Sonny George from Borikiri in Port Harcourt. This one says, Port Harcourt, good afternoon, Denise. Derogatory introductions. It makes little or no sense to describe persons by their previous or abandoned activities, especially if these activities had not been extolling in nature. Why do people have names? And announcers at introduction should try to respect the sensitivity of people being introduced. We must stop being indignantly judgmental. Abo Karibo, send that in. I don't think it's bad to address someone by their condition as long as there is no ill intent. It should be done in their absence and not in their hearing. All right, thank you. Didi, good afternoon. Describing people with their bad side is because of what we see and how we grow up. Didi, do you know that foreigners do not describe people like that? Emeka, send that in. This one says, let's be careful with our words and how we address people. People use those words in a negative way because people like to use it to feel higher than others or to make jest of them. People address those who mind their business as weird or mentally unstable because they are talkatives. Let's be careful with our words. Mr. Ikechi, send that in. I end this conversation with a story. I know a lady personally. She was born with SS genotype. So she has sickle cell anemia. And for years, I watched as people will constantly refer to her as a sickler. She has a name, very beautiful name, I must say. Her name is Vivian. She has a voice, very beautiful voice. When she sings, oh my God. And I kept wondering, why not refer to her as Vivian? Why refer to her as that sickler who is very thin and tiny and all of that? And you know, she had to live with it for years. And at some point, it went beyond description to being outright mockery. You know how they feel like her life would have halted, you know, no going forward, stagnation and all of that. Even when someone intended to marry her, the narrative was, why is he going to marry a sickler? But he stood his ground. He got married. Questions on whether or not they were going to have children was not for him to answer. It was not his priority. So yes, they got married, and then people were saying, hey, as you don't marry sickler now, how and I want their born children? Long story short, the marriage is how many years now? And they have a very beautiful daughter. She's still very much alive. The sickler woman, as this were. I refer to her as Vivian because, I mean, it goes beyond. I've seen a lot of thin people, very lean, who are not sicklers. And yes, that fat girl, that slim girl, that girl now wear palanga, that's the word we use. That girl wear palanga like this, wear tiny like this. They have names. They have names, I believe. And if you don't know their names, I think at this point we should start, you know, looking out for other things about them that are beautiful. Like I said, in describing something, you mustn't be quick to pick out the bad characteristic to describe. Yeah, it may be fact, it's well known, there's no need for embellishment, as one of the responders on Facebook said, but have a pause to wonder how these people feel. They know it's the truth. Yes, they know it is their reality. But is it what you want to keep bombarding them with every day of their lives? Or in the name of all things moral and ethical, guide your tongue so you don't cause someone to slip into a bad state. Yeah, and with that, I end this conversation on the sunny side.